Hello, it's the 19th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Staff at BT Group in Luton who participated in strike action last Monday plan further disruptions on the 20th and 24th of this month as members of the Communication Workers Union BT employees who support Britain's telecoms infrastructure set up picket lines outside Openreach's Waller Avenue Luton depot. They were joined by 999 emergency call handlers who were previously exempt, a £1,500 flat income rise that instantly became a pay cut due to rising inflation was the main point of the dispute. Dave Ward, General Secretary of the CWU, explained that the decision was not made lightly, especially because emergency services could be negatively affected. He added, 999 operators are using food banks and are being stretched to the limit. Richard Abbas, the CWU branch secretary, said the strike had a political backing of Luton MPs Rachel Hopkins and Sarah Owen. The Bedfordshire and Luton Mental Health Recovery College will be opening a base at Luton Central Library on the 22nd of October. The NHS facility will provide free mental health, wellbeing and recovery programmes for those living and working in Luton over the age of 18. Bedford burglar Troy Bossendorfer scaled the fence of a private residence, then attempted to use a hammer to smash his way into the Ryswick Road home in Kempston. He was surprised by the homeowner, who was still present, and attempted to flee the scene. He was, however, caught and subdued by the occupant. 2 days later, Bossendorfer was at Luton Crown Court pleading guilty to the offence. He faces a sentence of 1 year in jail. 93-year-old John Lee from Luton is a track cyclist raising awareness about the importance of staying active. Lee, who joined the Icknell Road Club in 1952 and serves as its president, said, "The fitter the body, the fitter the mind. At the end of the day, you can't buy your health." That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.